This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Satellite photos show tanks and troops outside the key city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza as Israel widens its offensive in its war with Hamas.
Israel has intensified its bombardment in and around Gaza's second largest city, Khan Yunis, as ambulances and other vehicles stream into a local hospital carrying wounded Palestinians. Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel said it will be more precise as it widens its offensive into southern Gaza after obliterating much of the north. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., a massive explosion has brought down a home in suburban Washington, D.C. All of the police officers are okay, none seriously injured, but we don't yet know what happened to the suspect who was inside the home.
The incident began Monday afternoon at a duplex in Washington, D.C.'s Virginia suburbs when Arlington County Police responded to reports of shots fired, which they later determined came from a flare gun. Several hours later, as police attempted to serve a search warrant, the suspect inside the house fired several rounds inside, and then the house exploded.
The whole house shook from the sound concussion.
Neighbor Bob Maines tells the AP he thought maybe a tree had fallen on his house.
So then I went outside and I saw people heading down the street.
Video of the incident shows a sudden blast that threw timbers and fire high in the air and collapsed the house instantly. Captain Nate Heiner with the Arlington County Fire Department says they don't yet know the cause of the explosion. Federal investigators are assisting. Jennifer King, Washington.
At least 85 people are dead in Nigeria after what's being called a mistaken Nigerian army drone attack on a religious gathering. A new look at how students around the world did during the COVID pandemic finds they suffered historic setbacks in reading and math during the pandemic. Gas is down to $3.22 a gallon, down 20 cents in a month. This is AP News. So what's George Santos doing now?
Fresh off his historic expulsion from Congress, the now former Congressman George Santos has opened a Cameo account where the public can pay $200 for a personalized video message. Screenshots of his account with a bio "former congressional icon" started to spread online early Monday, and by the afternoon, users were posting clips of Santos offering advice, blowing kisses, and making jokes about Botox. The price for a personalized video from Santos started at $75, and by the evening went as high as $200. He is also selling text messages. Santos was expelled from the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday following a scandaled plague tenure in Congress and a looming criminal trial. He is only the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by his congressional colleagues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.